Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. The North Carolina Jazz Festival turns 40 this month. In 1980, the late Harry Van Velser, Wilmington's first dermatologist who moonlighted as a jazz musician, began bringing in an impressive roster of jazz acts each year. Sandy Evans has been at the helm for the past 15 years and is excited about national coverage of the festival, which runs January 23rd through the 25th at the Hotel Ballast.
For the first time, Downbeat Magazine, which is the supreme magazine for real strong jazz devotees, did a whole page on us. And one of the things that they did was they quoted Chuck Redd and Houston Person, who both said that this was like a jazz cruise. Most everybody stays at the hotel, and as Houston said, they meet the musicians in the hallway or in the restaurant, and so they get a chance to know them. And Houston said, and we get a chance to sell ourselves. It's a win-win for everybody. And here we are on the banks of the Cape Fear River.
Saxophonist Houston Person and Chuck Redd, a drummer and vibraphonist, headline an all-star multi-generational jazz lineup.
We're really concentrating on bringing the new young lions of jazz, or rising stars, whichever you want to call them, along with some of the more seasoned musicians. For an example, we've got a Veronica Swift, who is the top young jazz singer. She's been singing all over the world, and she's got all kinds of accolades. But also on the same evening is Houston Person, and he is 85 and been tops in his field for many, many years. He's from Florence, South Carolina, loves to come back to this area, but is usually on a jazz cruise.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Sandy Evans, director of the North Carolina Jazz Festival, which celebrates its 40th year, January 23rd through the 25th, at the Hotel Ballast. Let's talk about the educational component of the festival.
Now, I started that when I first came on board and took over from Harry, and started out just taking a group of musicians to Roland Grise School, and that worked out so well. It was a concert slash question and answer. The kids got to talk to the musicians, and at that time, we had Jonathan Russell with us. He was 11. He was the same age as the kids in the audience, and he is a violin prodigy. He's still with us, because he is that good, and he gives a masterclass every year.
Yeah, and how old is he now?
24. We still do that with Roland Grise, but we also have included Snipes Academy and GLOW.
In addition to the school visits, 8 of the featured artists conduct free music masterclasses for a select group of young Wilmington musicians.
I think there are more young people getting involved in it, and that's so good to see. That's one of the things that we keep talking about. That's one of the reasons why we do the masterclasses, because every child that goes to the masterclass gets the opportunity to go that night with a free ticket. This gives them a chance to see their instrument. Jazz is really a conversation between the instruments, and everybody gets their turn to say something. And so this gives the student a chance to see his instrument talking with all the others up there on stage.
Sandy says the festival usually draws attendees from across the United States and even abroad.
This year, we've got a lady coming from Australia. She called me on the phone and said, is this the festival that Veronica Swift is going to be singing at? And I said, yes. And she said, phew, I just got my reservations at the hotel. I am coming. I saw her in Sydney last night. I couldn't sleep all night. She said, she is fantastic. And so she is coming. But actually, we do get them from all across the country every year. This year, I got a call from the coordinator of the Boise, Idaho Jazz Festival. And he's going to be in North Carolina at that time, and he's coming. He wants to see what our festival is like. So that's really cool.
Again, we're wrapping up our discussion with Sandy Evans, executive director of the North Carolina Jazz Festival, celebrating its 40th year, January 23rd through the 25th, at the Hotel Ballast. If you'd like to find out more, log on to ncjazzfestival.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.